from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Happy National Radio Day, fellas, by the way.
Nice. Is that what it is?
Yeah,
today's
National Radio Day.
Do you have like a site you follow that tells you every national?
Every morning sends me the list. He sends me the list every day of like what's going on. And obviously, you know, other people in the industry are kind of talking about it today as well. Ben Maller sent me this one. Here's a quote from Thomas A. Edison. He invented the car back in the day.
And the light bulb.
And I don't think that he did. He invented the radio, too. He says, the radio craze will die out in time. Thomas A. Edison.
Here we are.
500 years later, Tom, we're still here, buddy.
Yep. But the hot seat.
Hot seat.
Not that, you know, we're doing power rankings or anything like that, but we can have a discussion that is funny because it can merit it, because ESPN does these lists. Like Dan Orlovsky says, the best quarterbacks and certain individual. Beakley listened to that segment the other day. I forgot to tell you guys this. Beakley listened to that segment the other day and he texted me like pissed. I knew he was pissed. He goes, the hell is Dan Orlovsky's problem, Dust Man? And I said, well, I don't know. He goes, where's that article at? Let me read it. He said, what a joke. Like 10 minutes later, I'm like, I know that he dove into that article. He's like, I thought he said something about like Burrow had the best accuracy and like
Beakley still uses dial up, right?
No, no, he needs the internet.
He does. Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you this about Jay Binkley.
Yeah.
Yeah. He needs the internet.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
But no, we talk about the ESPN. They said the one player on the Kansas City Chiefs roster on the hot seat is Rashee Rice.
How so?
Maybe the offseason? He's got to prove that he can move on and still be a solid option in the offense. That's the only thing I can kind of come up with when it comes to what they think the hot seat means.
I think in sports, we spend too much time analyzing what we think is going on compared to what really is going on, right?
Yeah, which is why this conversation is not really super serious, but more so like if we had to put our brains together and be like, who's on a hot seat?
Right.
You're going to listen to our words and be like, oh, that's not like a hot seat as in like, maybe Mike McCarthy's on, or, you know, maybe Aaron Boone is consistently on, which now that seat's a little bit cooler, but when you're
No, it's not. They get knocked out in the first round of the playoffs. That thing's on fire.
They don't win the best record in the league. They're going to be calling Bucky Dent to see if he's still alive.
Yeah.
And so, Chiefs players on the roster, Bob, who do you have as if you had to put somebody in a hot seat, who would that player be?
The only reason I'm putting this person on the hot seat is because I know what's at stake. And I think he's put himself on the hot seat. It is Nick Bolton. Okay. I mean, I think because of the contract coming up at the end of the season, we've heard that he wants to let this kind of thing play out and see where he is at the end of the year. Maybe the Chiefs want to let it play out. He's kind of had the injury bug a little bit. I love him as a football player. Like, he's one of my favorite players to watch, but he's also at a position that I don't know how valuable the Chiefs see that position. I know they value him because he's the captain of that defense with the green dot and all, but I can see them moving on from Bolton. And the reason I say it's a hot seat is either he's going to have a good season and get paid by the Chiefs, or he's going to have a really good season and get paid by someone else. And if he doesn't have a good season, then that cat ain't getting paid. And so I don't think he's on the hot seat in terms of jeopardy of losing his job. I just think he's on the hot seat based on what he does this year is going to go a long way in determining his financial future and his future in the National Football League at a high, high, high salary.
Yeah, season's a life changer for him. I completely agree.
Yeah, it is a life changer. That's a good way to put it, Mac. Yeah, it is. It's a life-changing season for Nick Bolton, because if he goes out there and balls, he's going to get paid. And it may not be here, but he's going to get paid. Somebody will pay a guy who has 150 tackles a year like Bolton does. I hope it's here in Kansas City, because I do value him a lot. But again, I don't know if the Chiefs necessarily value him. I know they did a year ago. He was one of the four that they wanted to get signed. The effort right now is going towards Creed. It's going towards Trey. They're making small gains in those categories and, you know, and whatnot. And they hope to get deals done with them. Bolton, on the other hand, I think both sides are like, well, let's see what happens after this season. You know, I love Nick Bolton, man. Like, this defense works because of him. Even though when he went out, they really didn't miss a beat, which doesn't bode well for him. But I still know he's a really good football player.
And middle linebacker, kind of like running back, it feels like you do have to do more to maybe even just get a little bit less. Like, you're not going to get as much as those other guys, but you have to do more to even get what you're going to get. So yeah. I think Bolton's a great answer. For me, I'd say Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Who?
CEH, baby.
You know, I always forget he's still on the team. Like, that's where he is. And that's fine,
that's
right?
Fine.
Like I'm not going to sit here and pine over, you know, what CEH is doing right now.
No.
I feel like CEH is that guy this year. Whatever we get from him is going to be a luxury, and we're going to love it. And we're going to have a different appreciation of Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He's no longer this first-round draft pick who we expect to do all this kind of stuff. I think he's just going to be a nice piece to this offense this year, a nice change of pace, maybe for the fifth year in a row, I'm saying, and now we'll see the screen game involved and get him in kind of some open spaces and doing that kind of stuff. I think whatever we get out of him this year is gravy. Like, I'm excited to watch him from that standpoint. There's no expectation on Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and that's a good thing.
For Clyde, though, one-year deal. I mean, he's trying to be a second running back on a team, and he's may not be on this year. Maybe he'll be on this team.
Yeah, I see where you guys went with it, and I kind of look at it from the offensive perspective of what maybe a Nick Bolton is on the offense. Now, this guy's not been a Chiefs player for any time except for maybe 3 months, but to me, it's Hollywood Brown. And the reason why is, and again, this isn't a hot seat of like, oh, he might get cut, or he might, you know, whatever. It's more so it's a different type of hot seat because of what he can prove in this year. And so far he's against the grain because he got hurt, obviously. Yeah.
Can't prove the stamp.
Right. And you got to do that. Oops. That's one. And two, you're doing what the Chiefs like to do for players in your sort of line of rosters. You're coming here. You didn't get a huge contract, but you're a pivotal player that if you can prove, A, that you can be on the field, and two, you can produce, you can get a pretty nice contract because of the position you play and the sort of skill sets that you possess. So that's where, like, I see the hot seat for Hollywood Brown. Can you stay healthy? Will you miss the first two games of the season? More than likely. Will you be back after that, week 3 against Atlanta on the road? Probably. And once you do that, can you stay on the field? Can you produce the numbers? And then can you go show everybody that, hey, maybe this guy does deserve the 3-year, whatever million-plus dollar deal there is.
The ridiculous wide receiver contract.
Right, because the market is flooded. But, like, that's what, to me, if I had to find a hot seat for the Kansas City Chiefs, it would possibly be Marquise Hollywood Brown, because of what the past is. Can't stay healthy. He's been healthy for one full year. He's already hurt, missing 2 games. So your back's against the wall. But when you come back, can you stay on the field? Can you play in 14 games? And can you also produce with Patrick Mahomes? And then you can go prove, because that's a little bit of a seat that gets hot, because it's like, I want to get paid. I like this market. I'm coming here for a 1-year deal to help this team win a Super Bowl, to win a 3-peat, and then I'll go on my own. So to me, that's where I look at like a hot seat.
It's kind of the Bolton hot seat for us. You know, you're looking at like you have an opportunity on a, I don't want to say a minimal deal, but on you know, your current contract, you have an opportunity to go prove it to yourself. The only person whose seat is hot in Hollywood Brown and Nick Bolton's life is their own. They're the only ones that have created that hot seat for themselves. And that's cool. I like that. I like when you kind of bet on yourself, but you have to go out there and produce. And Hollywood Brown is already kind of behind the eight ball because he got hurt and may miss a week or two of the season. The other good injury news is James Winchester. He's going to be okay. They expect him out for a couple of days. He'll be back and ready to go. Cause that's a position that you have to look at and say, boy, I haven't thought about the long snapper position in Kansas City since the '90s. I mean, from Kendall Gammon to James Winchester, basically a seamless transition of having unbelievable long snappers. And so I was talking to some folks yesterday, like, yeah, it's not that bad. I know they signed that kid from K-State and everybody's like losing their minds what's going to happen at the long snapper spot. But he should be back and ready to go by opening day. They only expect him to miss a couple of days. So that's the good news, you know, on that front, because I think we take that position for granted. I mean, obviously Tommy Townsend didn't know how to hold, but James Winchester was dynamite with snapping the football and still is.
Text line from the 620 says Justin Reed. There's just too much talent below him, and we'll have to take a deal to stay in Kansas City.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think everybody knows the way that the Chiefs operate right now is that, you know, they draft for next year. There were some defensive backs that were drafted. There were some offensive linemen that were drafted. You have to start reading the tea leaves if you haven't already, based on the way the Chiefs draft, what their plan to do is. And Justin Reed, I don't want to say up there in age, but for football terms, he's up there in age. He's battling an injury right now. Yeah, I would imagine that he's probably going to have to take a big contract from somebody else if he wants to get paid again in the NFL.
Speaking of hot seats, we can go around the room here real quick. What's the number one hottest seat in the NFL from a head coaching standpoint?
Well, I think it's always Dallas, isn't it? I think the Giants, I think that's a hot seat. I think there's going to be hotter seats for teams because of the Belichick factor. And I was watching it on my McAfee yesterday. Okay, he's 72 years old. He's going to have this year off. He's dating a 26-year-old still, right? Is that still a thing?
Yeah,
right?
I would assume so.
He's won 8 Super Bowls as an assistant and a head coach. He's looked at as one of the greatest of all time, right? Obviously, Tom Brady has kind of changed that narrative. Mm-hmm. Other than getting to and beating Don Shula's record for the most wins, at 72 years old, having a year off, dating a 26-year-old, having all this money, relaxing, what's going to be his incentive to come back?
Guaranteed roster control.
At 72, his roster control has shown that it's not that good.
He's terrible. But he's an egotistical guy like that. That's what he wants. That's why he probably didn't get any jobs.
Right. No, it's probably why. But if you're an owner of a team, are you going to hire a 72 or 73-year-old egotistical guy to come in and try to fix your franchise? By the time he fixes it, he's going to be an octogenarian.
If I was the Cowboys, I'd consider it. Because that team...
Who's their quarterback next year?
They win 10 to 12 games. Dak led the league, or was second in passing yards or whatever last year. He's a good quarterback.
What if they don't sign Dak?
That's a huge deal. That's the thing. I guess I'm considering CD, yeah. Micah, they all re-up.
Right, you're saying they all re-up. And from that standpoint, like...
1 year, let's do it.
Yeah, but I think... I think the seat in Philadelphia is on fire with Nick Sirianni. I think the Giants seat is on fire. I think Robert Saleh's seat is on fire. Now, I don't think Belichick's going to coach the Jets. I think the seat in Dallas is hot. And I think the seats in New York and Philadelphia, Giants and Philly, are on fire because of Belichick being out there. And I could see Bill Belichick wanting to close his coaching career where it really all began with the Giants. He's always had kind of that, like, I'd like to go coach the Giants mentality. And if the Giants don't play this year, I could absolutely see DeBall being fired and them going after and hiring Bill Belichick because they make a lot of bad decisions. And I think hiring Bill Belichick at this stage of the game, knowing what we know and how bad he is without Tom Brady, would be a bad hire by anybody in this league.
Well, speaking of good hires, bad hires, good drafts, bad drafts, moving from the hot seat to career longevity, this comes from Today in Sports. Which rookie quarterback will have the best career? Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, who was announced yesterday that he will be the starting quarterback for the Washington Commanders, Drake May, or J.J. McCarthy? Bob, you know where Mac and I are going, but we'll start with you.
I'm going to start, and I'm going to go with J.J. McCarthy, and here's why.
Stop.
He's the only one with a legit head coach.
Kevin O'Connell, baby.
He's the only one that is going into a ready-made offensive system. Like, look at the numbers from Minnesota last year. Weren't they the top offense in the NFL last year? And Justin Jefferson missed a ton of games. I think J.J. McCarthy has the surrounding cast and has the head coach to lead him to that kind of success. And that's what I look at. I don't think the Bears have a head coach. I don't think Washington has a head coach. And we don't know anything about New England.
Mac, no shock to yours.
Yeah, it's Caleb Williams.
Right.
But I will say, I don't hate Bob's answer, not because of the J.J. McCarthy, but the rest of that. I mean,
you have to factor in the situation. Like, Patrick Mahomes would not be this good if Andy Reid was not his head coach.
That's the way that goes. Yeah, and the offensive line was there, and he had Travis Kelce and all those things. And yeah, I get that. He's the best receiver in the league right there, so the injury is not great. But yeah, give me Caleb Williams. I don't care. They'll figure out the coach.
I think the obvious answer is Caleb because he's just been surrounded by the talent. Like, Romeo Odunze is going to be a stud. Keenan Allen's the veteran. You've got Cole Kmet. You've got
DJ Moore.
You have DeAndre Swift. They've put him in a no-fail situation, in my opinion.
Except with their head coach, you know? Like,
yeah, we'll see.
Big year.
But the guy that I'm rooting for is Jalen Daniels. That's the guy I think he is a stud.
Jalen Daniels is KU. Jaden Daniels is Washington, yeah. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
And
it's going to get confusing.
It is confusing. but that's who I'm rooting for. I think he is a bona fide stud and a certified G. Ain't done. And I think that he has the most talent in the quarterback NFL-wise. I think Caleb Williams is going to be a special player because of what he can present on the field. You know, we've yet to see it, but I think with what he's got, he'll be just fine. But I think Jalen Daniels is the guy that, like, when you put him out there and you saw what he did at LSU last year and how good of a quarterback he was, I believe a Heisman Trophy winner, Jalen Daniels can be a stud. I think the way he plays. Now, Washington has ruined quarterbacks before, but if there's one guy that
everyone.
I think with a new regime, now that there's the Dan Snyder era is over and all that sort of what they were doing with Ron Rivera, and I don't know what was going on there. But this is a clean slate with a good guy, with a fresh mind, with a powerful arm and a good football brain. I'm rooting for Daniels to be the guy that has the best career.
How do we define best career, though?
You at least make it past your first contract with the same team. I don't know, man, because, I mean, what quarterback? I mean, Josh Allen, great career, you'd say? Good career?
I think from a financial standpoint, he's had a fantastic career, right?
You know, been an all-pro, yeah. Been a pro bowler, been a playoff quarterback, won a couple playoff games, just never beats Patrick Mahomes.
Right, right.
You know, we'll see C.J. Stroud.
Do
he's
we
off
have to,
a hot to
change
start.
The way we look at success because of Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah,
and
just like they did in the NBA in the 90s.
Yeah.
Just like we did with Tom Brady.
You're not beating Mahomes, and so like then maybe the individual numbers matter more. Like, right. Like what defines who will have the best career? Because when all this is said and done, you may say, man, look at all those numbers Caleb Williams put up. And I go, yeah, but J.J. McCarthy led the Vikings to 2 Super Bowl championships. So, you know, Caleb may put up better numbers, but J.J. McCarthy may have more championships, which is considered the best career. And I think it's all just kind of indicative of who you root for, how you judge things. Like, everybody's answer is going to be different on that, right?
Well, it's like, who had a better career, Troy Aikman or Dan Marino?
I mean,
you if, might say if, Troy because, yeah, of, because rings, of rings, but you might say numbers, Dan Marino.
Better
you,
player
you might.
Career.
Yep. Yeah. But that's the thing. We become so Super Bowl-centric on the way we judge quarterbacks right now that it has become it's become the narrative. And unless you're Tom Brady, Joe Montana, or Patrick Mahomes, and I guess Terry Bradshaw, like, you really don't, you know, you don't really have an opportunity to win championships in this league because it's been so heavily dominated by so few quarterbacks. And so, like, the Marino thing is the great old should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame type of debate, right? Like, is Dan Marino a great quarterback? From a number standpoint, yes. I think you can have a conversation of a great quarterback versus a winner. Like, Marino didn't win any Super Bowls, not a winner. Mahomes, I mean, my God, you know, like, Derek Jeter wasn't the best shortstop on his team, but he was a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And I think having a winner versus the best, I think you can have, you know, two different categories there. So the best career depends on how you define best.
Speaking of two different categories, I sent you guys a video yesterday of a hot dog being rolled in spaghetti.
Man, I have shared this with so many people, and I've gotten so many different reactions.
You let Smokehouse know they could do a version of this somehow,
maybe? I'm going to, yeah.
But it was a hot dog wrapped in spaghetti noodles, then thrown, it looked like, into a brioche hot dog bun.
It was Hawaiian rolls.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
With a little, like, butter, garlic, and parsley on top. which brings Bob to the question of, what is the best food mashup? We can do this real quick before you go to break. Bob, what say you?
Well, it's burnt ends from Smokehouse on top of their white cheddar mac and cheese. You have that, you're going to be living in
fire.
Heaven, man.
That sounds so good.
Oh, my God.
Sign me up. It
is tremendously awesome. This whole hot dog thing, though, they took the Hawaiian rolls. You know how they come in like rows of three?
Yeah.
Cut them down the middle in the rows of three. Turn that into garlic bread. Put the ricotta cheese, the tomato sauce. It was basically a lasagna, but the meat was a hot dog. Like, I mean, it looked awesome. Like, you would 100% devour that thing, right?
I'd have seconds.
I mean, I had people go to me, though, that looks gross. How did that look gross?
I don't know.
Like, they took the hot dog and they took the hard spaghetti and stuck it in so it was all sticking up, threw it in a pan of water, rolled the hot dog out with the spaghetti, put the ricotta cheese, tomato sauce, rolled the hot dog up, and it put it on the Hawaiian bread as garlic bread, and you ate it like a meatball grinder. Like, oh my God, that thing looked amazing.
Mac, what's your favorite mashup real fast?
Reese's Pieces and popcorn at the movie theater.
You said that, and I saw at Hy-Vee the other day that they have Reese's peanut butter flavored popcorn.
What?
Yeah. And I'm like, can't buy it.
You know, I need all that.
Just say no. Just say no.
It's over in like the organic health food section, which was, but I guess it's organic popcorn and whatever. I was surprised it was in that section, but that's where I saw it at the Hy-Vee. And I'm like, oh my God, Hy-Vee is selling like arguably my two favorite foods in one bag. I need to keep moving down the aisle.
Catch me at Hy-Vee later.
Mine is easy. Biscuits and gravy. I know you hate it. There's not a better two combo than a nice buttermilk biscuit with some sausage gravy over the top with salt and pepper and a little Tabasco sauce on top.
Yes. What if you get watery gravy, though?
I make my own.
Okay.
So,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I can do it myself and know when I get it to the right level and I've done enough where I know exactly what I need.
What if you lived in a place in college and the cook stirred the gravy with her arm? Would you eat biscuits and gravy?
No, because now you're adding semantics to it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.